Alrighty, time to catch up with what's happening in the Bulloke Shire. And Anthony Judd, their CEO, joins us on the program after a week off with holidays. Nice and refreshed and back into it there, Anthony. Yeah?
Yes, good morning, Bravo. Yeah, very refreshed.
Good, we'll get you up and running then. Come on. The Wimmera Southern Mallee Housing Study has been endorsed.
Yeah, it's a big piece of work happening over, and we're one of six councils over the Wimmera and Southern Mallee region, obviously, that and it feels like housing's an issue, you know, all across regional Victoria and probably metropolitan Victoria as well. And trying to turn that anecdotal evidence and anecdotal sort of noise that we're getting that housing's an issue into, you know, better data and actual recommendations has been the sort of gist of why we've gone down this path and done this study. So doing it on a regional approach and getting the six councils in together highlighted that across the region there is a big problem, and it's across all types of housing. Rental availability particularly is one that we know is a big issue. Also that step-down housing from, you know, perhaps the people who have finished their working life and maybe have sort of need to move on from the big family home back to something a bit smaller, and the availability of those houses just haven't been there. So this study is sort of recommending, puts a range of recommendations forward, and we're working with state and federal government to try and get some funding to implement some of those recommendations at the minute. And it goes to the point of sort of being a bit more ambitious with sort of the land zoning that we've got, but also getting sort of government support. Councils in our region sort of nearly have to become property developers, and so we're all sort of starting to dip our toes in the water there as well. So, it provides a good path forward for us.
Animal registrations now due.
Well, they're overdue, actually, Rob. Ooh, so okay. this is the final call. So if the reminder letters are going out, and please, if you haven't paid your animal registration, please get that notice, pay so that you don't get one of those infringements that no one likes. So, the reminder notices are going out at the minute, but at some point we do draw the line. So please, if you have an animal and you haven't paid and it's sitting in the fridge, please pick up the phone and pay that bill.
Sorry, was it your animal sitting on the fridge or the reminder notice?
Well, it could be the animal, but probably the renewal notice. Yeah.
Okay.
It was worse for me. I thought he said in the fridge.
No.
So tell us more. What's the Grainlander?
Well, yeah, this is this steam train, the 707 steam train that had come up to Bulloke with great success out of Melbourne, and they're so popular with people all over the state, really, as a tourist product. And obviously with COVID, that it stopped for a long period of time, and there was also some works happening to the railway, which meant that, you know, that these trains sort of hadn't come as well. But a steam train coming up, and I think in the past we talked about the railway turntable, and that piece of work enables this. So they are coming up, I'll just check my notes here, on the 8th and 9th of May. So and they'll be leaving Charlton, and you can get local bookings as well. So they leave Charlton at 7:30, go through Witchy Proof, and then they follow the line up to all the way up to Sea Lake. So there's a couple of silo arts to view. There's a new mural in Witchy Proof, which you can see from the railway, which is the King of the Mountain, and a tip to the old King of the Mountain event that used to happen. So it's a really exciting event. People really love it, and it brings a lot of people to our region. It's obviously great for our economy as well, and people really get behind it. So, yeah, if people want to know more, www.707operations.com.au.
Okay, terrific stuff. Steam trains in Bulloke Shire. I tell you, electricity will be next.
Yeah.
How did I know you were going there, Robbo? How did I know?
I know. Too obvious. Captain Obvious, that's me. Hey, listen, mate, that's great stuff. Have a fantastic week, and we'll chat next week.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Good on you. Anthony Judd from Bulloke Shire.
I was going to say the line was good, but it actually wasn't that good, was it?